Absalom's Revolt. Absalom was a handsome man with beautiful thick hair. He was also ambitious and wanted to be king. To impress people, he rode in a chariot with 50 men running ahead of him. In the morning, he stood by the road that went into the city gate. He honored anyone who bowed down to him. If he saw someone coming to see the king about a problem, he asked, "Oh, what city are you from?" If they were from one of the northern tribes, he'd say, "Oh, I understand your problem. It's too bad the king won't listen to you. If I were king, I'd make sure you were heard." Soon the northern tribes of Israel became loyal to Absalom. When the time was right, he sent messengers to them saying, "Listen for the ram's horn. When you hear it, shout, 'Absalom is king!'" The conspiracy spread quickly. More and more people started supporting Absalom. He left the city and enlisted the help of Ahithophel, one of David's advisors. Both David and Absalom knew that Ahithophel's wisdom was a gift from the Lord. David didn't hear about this until it was too late. By then, he knew his life was in danger, so he and his servants quickly left the city. He took off his shoes, covered his head, and openly cried as he walked up the Mount of Olives. Oh, people came and cried along the path. Once he arrived on the top of the mount, he saw Hushai, one of his friends and advisors. David said to him, "Don't come with me. Go tell Absalom that you'll serve him just like you served me. Advise my son against Ahithophel's counsel as much as you can." They then set up a way Hushai could send David information about Absalom's plans. Hushai returned to Jerusalem just as Absalom and a large crowd were entering the city. Ahithophel was at his side. Hushai bowed before Absalom and said, "Long live the king!" Absalom said, "Why didn't you go with your friend?" "I'll serve the one the Lord and the people have chosen. I'll serve you just like I served your father." As David was leaving, he passed by the home of a man named Shimei. He was from the family of Saul. Shimei started throwing stones at David and yelling, "You deserve this, you filthy murderer! God is judging you for what you did to King Saul! Go hide in a hole where you belong!" A soldier pulled out his sword and said, "This filthy dog is dead! I'm going to cut off his head!" David turned to him. Why would you do that? It was the Lord who said to him, "Shimei, go curse David. Why would we fight God at a time like this? Maybe the Lord will see what I'm going through and have pity on me." So David and his men continued down the road with Shimei on the ridge above them. He kept yelling curses at David and throwing stones and dirt at him. Once Absalom was in the palace, Ahithophel said, "Allow me to take 12,000 men and chase after David tonight. I'll attack him while he's weak and tired. This will cause his people to panic and they'll scatter. I'll only kill the king and bring all the others back to you. We'll have peace when people see that you only killed the king and allowed everyone else to live." This proposal seemed good to Absalom, but he said, "Send for Hushai. I want to hear his advice." When Hushai heard this plan, he said, Oh, no, don't do that. You know your father and his men. They're warriors. Right now, they're like a wild bear robbed of her cubs. Your father knows how to fight. He's probably hiding in one of the caves, waiting for your men to come out. If you act now, some of your men will get killed. Once the people hear that, they'll say that David is slaughtering your forces. Everyone will believe it, because they know your father is a skilled warrior. Here's what you should do. Gather a great army from all over Israel. Personally lead them into battle. Attack David wherever you find him. With a massive army, you can make sure he doesn't escape. If any city hides him, totally destroy that city and don't leave one stone on top of another. The Lord calls Absalom to ignore Ahithophel's advice, even though it was better. Therefore, Absalom said, "We'll follow the advice of Hushai." When Ahithophel heard this, he knew that David would win the war. So he went to his hometown, set his affairs in order, and hung himself.